Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Wayne for the bound. Lob City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around, tears from their eyes, knees on the ground, money in the sky. Take a look around, ain't shit nice, praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
Hanley drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer, at the wall,
take a look
gone! My goodness, an absolute bomb!
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling at a fender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Another beautiful Thursday night, and you are live with the Zen Man. And just on time, we do have Rudy.
What's going on, Rudy?
Doing good.
We're good.
Can you hear the echo?
Yeah, I do hear a slight echo.
Yo, I've done everything I can. I got rid of my room, changed out the living room, and then every Thursday night, there's a man in his car doing the show to avoid the echo. All right, I don't hear it anymore, though. That's good then. We do have a half an hour with you guys tonight. And I guess we'll just kick it off with some top news. Let's see, we have Roger Goodell. He chimed in, I believe, with Jerry Jones about the interim refs. I told you guys last week that the referees are going through like a similar type of situation with lockout right now. So we're going to have interim refs. I guess they'll be pulling up from the NCAA to ref for the first few weeks. So Roger Goodell says, you know, he doesn't see a difference, which is kind of an insult. So we'll see how that works. I mean, it really won't affect. It might affect a few calls here and there, but, you know, you're still going to enjoy football, so no worries on that. How about baseball news? I think we talked to you last week about Melky Cabrera with a 50-game suspension. Well, joining him will be A's pitcher Bartolo Colon. He was tested positive for using testosterone. So that obviously, now that you think about it, he came back really strong out of nowhere. And he finally got caught for it, and he really didn't fight it at all. So he could be serving 50 games. And the A's, that sucks for them because they were actually doing pretty good. And we'll see if they can still push and get to the playoffs in one of those wild card spots.
Did you see in the news about the three Tampa Bay minor leaguers who tested positive for drugs, for methamphetamines? And
yeah.
one of them was Justin Woodall, who was a defensive back for the Alabama Crimson Tide when they won the championship in 2009. And he switched to baseball, and now he's been 50-game suspension, same kind of suspension, for these three players who all tested positive for amphetamines and methamphetamine. What is it with these people? They kill them.
My question is, are they testing everybody? Because, you know, what are the odds that there's a lot more people out there doing it? We tend to kind of look, obviously, at the people that are accused. Not accused, but I mean, found guilty. They tested them, and they found something. Are they testing everybody? And if they aren't, why not? I mean, this is kind of like, this is kind of far-fetched maybe, but, you know, are they avoiding testing really the highest-paid players? I mean, cause, I mean, it's been 50 games, which they're going to have to. You know, that may lose the money, obviously. I don't know. It's just a thought of the day. Because that's two random players. I mean, why are they testing? You know, they're not. Obviously, this guy's been using it for a year, and now he's just now tested for it. Like, now he's found out. I mean, it just seems like it's taking a long time. He didn't just start taking it last Wednesday, you know? So, I don't know. That's my theory. I don't know if that's what they're doing or not. But let's get on to some football talk. Just ESPN.com stated that there might be a big trade surrounding the Colts, maybe for a high draft pick. I don't know why it would make top news, but maybe something big is going to happen over there. Other news, Adrian Peterson and Michael Vick set to start week one of the NFL season. Adrian Peterson, obviously a huge, I believe it's ACL tear. Yeah, he's not going to play really in the preseason. So they said he's just going to take it easy, but he should be ready for week one. Also, Jake Locker, Ryan Tannehill, two rookies that are named as starters for the respective teams. Jake Locker for the Titans. Apparently, Garrard was going to be the top quarterback for the Dolphins. I was kind of shocked. They said he wasn't because he got hurt. Now, I had no idea that he was actually. It looks like Tannehill's going to start either way. And he'll be without Chapman.
Now, speaking of Locker, I mean, Tennessee is playing right now. They're losing Arizona 27-26 with 7 minutes left in the fourth. But in the preseason here.
Yeah. It's tough. It's one of those situations where you paid a guy like Matt Cobb a high amount of money to start, but he's not producing. So, in all the situations, you have to start as playing better, that makes sense. It's pretty neck and neck, I think. So it's either going to be Skelton or Cobb over there in Arizona.
I don't know if you're hearing yourself clearly, but you're not sounding good on my end here. I'm barely hearing you. I don't know if it's coming out like that or if it's just me and my phone.
Man. All right. Well, I'll relocate. But as we relocate, I just want to let my listeners know that next, I'm going to start incorporating polls with Facebook. And so I can have, I set a poll a couple shows ago. It's pretty successful, but I set it up right before the show. So I was only able to get a few people. And so next week, I'm going to incorporate this poll. I have three questions I'm going to be polling, and I'll set it up tonight. And, you know, I'll have a good amount of people voting in, chiming in. Who wins the Super Bowl? I'll have about three or four choices. I have who wins the NBA championship next year. Obviously, there's a lot of things that can happen from here to the start of the season, but based off all the trades. And also, who wins the NFL Rookie of the Year. So I'm going to have that as well. So just something cool to bring into the show. Since I can't really do any top plays till the season kicks off. And also, just to let you guys know, September 9th will be the first show back with the 7 Most NFL pregame show. So look forward to that every Sunday morning. And do you have any more top news to join or to show with us? Talk about?
Well, not really top news, but I don't know if you've been watching ESPN and the big thing with Skip Bayless and Derek Jeter going back and forth about Skip Bayless saying he thinks Derek Jeter, he wouldn't be surprised if he was taking HGH performance-enhancing drugs because of his season this year, his bounce-back season, supposedly. So they've been feuding for the last
another, you tend to kind of take the player's side, like, all right, you know, Derek Jeter is such a good guy. Like, I mean, I'm not accusing him of anything. Is it possible? Maybe. But why don't they test him? Like, that's what I'm going with. Derek Jeter is the kind of guy that maybe the league won't test, and maybe they're trying to scare these guys because they're testing. And Bartolo, look, we're testing these guys. Maybe you guys better knock it off before we test you. I don't know. Obviously, they can just test them and figure it out. But I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I heard that too, actually, as a matter of fact. And I don't know. We'll see what that goes. But without that, after that, we'll talk about baseball right now. And I thought it was interesting really quickly. I mean, baseball's not coming to a close. We have about a month left, and a lot of big differences so far in the season. A lot of teams doing well. They've been talking about just quick news though. They're talking about Strasburg, and he will be pitching between was it 160 and 180?
160.
And then they're gonna shut him down. So it's just weird, you know. They have such a great season, and the fact that they won't utilize him at all in the playoffs is just ridiculous. So we'll see, obviously, what happens, but as far as we know the answer. But what I wanted to do tonight was give you guys our predictions for the awards that will couple months. You know, obviously, we have a strong hold so far on who is going to be in because there's a month left. I wrote down my Cy Young, my MVP, my Rookie of the Years. And who did you write down the Cy Young awards?
I have some of them. I have my Cy Young, batting champion, MVP. I have those three main.
All right, cool. Well, let's kick it off with Cy Young. For the AL, I had David Price. And for the NL, I had Johnny Cueto.
I agree with you on Cueto. I'm going with Verlander in the American League, even though Price has a better ERA. I think with Price, with the team possibly not making it, I think Verlander, you know, I mean, Price has a better ERA overall, but not by a whole lot. And Verlander, they're going to make the playoffs.
Detroit might not even make the playoffs, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not – let me still look at the standings real quick. I don't think it's a big difference in exact – see, Tampa Bay 70-55. Detroit 67-57, so I don't know. They haven't got a better record, and they're both in the same. I mean, obviously, the divisions are pretty close either way. The White Sox, obviously, leading the division. They're only, four games back from the Yankees, who are leading the other division. I think, Tampa's going to win the wild card, but I don't know, man. If it was a team like the Blue Jays, or not even that, maybe the Twins or Seattle, maybe you say that because – their team's definitely not going anywhere, but I mean, not trying to be super contradictory, argumental right now, but I mean, you look at David Price, he's leading in wins by four over Verlander, and he's winning in the ERA over everybody.
I think if Detroit can come back and win their division, they're a game and a half back. I don't foresee Tampa beating the Yankees. I see them getting in as a wild card, but I think Detroit can come back and overcome the White Sox. And if they do, and his ERA is close enough, we'll see.
We'll see. We're going to bring this
40
back
games
up.
Left.
We're going to bring this back up later. Don't worry. For my MVP, for the AL, I have Miguel Cabrera. And for the NL, I have Andrew McCutchen. Miguel Cabrera, I wanted to pick Mike Trout, but he's just a little up and down. Mike Trout really only has him in one category, and that's average, but it's not by much. It's by less than 0.02. I mean, 3.43 for Trout, 3.26, for Cabrera. Cabrera does have 7 more home runs. He has 30 less strikeouts. Cabrera's only got 69 strikeouts. Stolen bases, Trout has 39 compared to Cabrera's 4. But if you look at RBI runs, Trout's got a slight edge. Cabrera's got 17 more hits. He's got 9 more doubles, and he has 35 more RBIs and 9 more walks. I just think Cabrera is going to win that one, but it's going to be close. The OPS is a big one, the on-base percentage / slugging percentage. Mike Trout, 1.010 versus Cabrera's 976. It's really a huge difference. But it'll be close, man, but I think Mike Trout might win the rookie or something, rookie of the year, but I have Cabrera winning the MVP for the AL. Who do you got?
Oh, I've got Cabrera and I have McCutchen. I agree with you on both of those.
All right, cool. And my final one, which you didn't do this one, you did a batting title, but for the Rookie of the Year, I got Mike Trout. And I haven't heard of him too much, but Wade Miley is having a big year as a pitcher. So I think he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. But who do you got for a batting title?
I have McCutchen, and then in the American League, it's real close, but I think Trout's going to win the title. I mean, he's got a better on-base percentage, and he's ahead, but only, like you said, by .2. But the way the Angels are playing right now, I think he's going to take it.
All right, yeah, fair enough. And while we're on the MLB, let's just quickly go through my standings. I go through this pretty fast. The American League East, yes, the Yankees are still up, but not by much. Only 2.5 game lead on the Rays. Baltimore 5 games back. Everybody else is pretty bad. Boston 13 games back at this point. And the AL Central, Chicago White Sox, 68-55. The Tigers, a game and a half back. And everybody else double digits. In the AL West, Texas leading at 72-51. And the Oakland A's are 5.5 games back. The Angels are 8.5 games back. In the National League, yeah, the Nationals are actually building a bigger lead in their division. They're 77-47. Best record in baseball. And just amazing, amazing, amazing. The Braves, still only 6 back, though. Braves are having quite a year, too. They're only up. They only have one less win than the Yankees. So don't forget about the Braves at all. They're 6 games back. And then the third is the Phillies at 20 games back. That's just ridiculous. I mean, the Mets are 20.5, and the Marlins are 21. That's just ridiculous. And the NL Central, the Reds are 76-49, a really good record, too. The Cardinals are 7.5 back, Pittsburgh 8.5 back. And in the NL West, San Francisco actually still has that lead, 69-55. The Dodgers, the new and improved Dodgers, are 2.5 games back. And the Diamondbacks are 5.5 back. I think that'll be an interesting division to look at right there. San Fran, after what happened with Melky Cabrera, I didn't think they were going to keep the lead, but they still have it. So we'll see what happens with all these divisions. And just really quickly on the wild card standings, the final two spots for each league. In the AL, it's 4 people actually tied. Well, Tampa's leading with 70-55, and tied for second place is Baltimore, Detroit, and Oakland. So the two teams we talked about are actually in the wild card right now at 67-57. They're all tied. And the Angels, 3 back from that group. Seattle, 6.5 back. Boston, 8 games back. And everybody else is on a double digits away. In the NL, Atlanta clearly has the first wild card spot. St. Louis actually has a second wild card spot, the World Series winners from last year. Pittsburgh only a game back. The Dodgers, 1.5 back. Arizona, 4.5 games back. Everybody else is double digits. Houston, only 29.5 games back. I'm just kidding, but they're not going to make it. And really quickly, we're going to talk about stats. Just going to get you guys updated with the schedules for the upcoming weekend. Here's what it looks like. Rockies at Cubs. You have the Angels at the Tigers. That'll be a good series. Miggy versus Pujols. Brewers at Pirates. The Yankees at the Indians. Blue Jays at Orioles. Now, normally I would just say the Phillies are going to dominate, but the Nationals at the Phillies. I'm picking the Nationals in this one. Astros at Mets. Royals at Red Sox. The Athletics at the Rays. Cardinals at Reds. Twins at Rangers. The Mariners at the White Sox. Padres at D-backs. Marlins at Dodgers. Another revisit with Hanley and the Marlins. And the Braves at the Giants. Should be a good series there, too, as well. And just your MLB update. Anything else you wanted to add about baseball?
Well, Jess, you know, what do you think about the Roger Clemens comeback? You know, pitching in the independent Atlantic League.
You see everything these days. Who knows? But I would highly doubt that he's going to make a full return. But whatever. He's, you know, it's not like he just don't pitch, of course. I'm sure he'll be fine. But they said on the ESPN that he was not, there's no way that he would, you know, return to baseball. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not believing anything. One other thing I wanted to add, how about yesterday? Adrian Beltre for the Rangers. He had 3 home runs for the first 4 innings. In the second inning alone, he had a pair of 2-run homers in 1 inning. So he had 3 homers. He finished 3-for-5 with 3 homers in the game, but he had a good chance at getting 5-4. Obviously, his teammate Josh Hamilton had a similar instance this year where he actually got 4 home runs. So that was pretty interesting. And just moving on really quick, talk about baseball. Do you have all the games that we're playing today?
The games that we're playing today, and we've got the Angels and the Red Sox, which is interesting. They're in the top of the 10th right now. They've been battling. It's 12-12, and I think that's an interesting one. And in the top of the 11th right now, you have the Phillies and the Reds. tied at 3-3, which I didn't expect the Phillies to play so well against the Reds, but hey, anything can happen.
I know you love the Phillies, man, but I'm talking about football right now.
Baltimore.
Now Tennessee just scored. Baltimore destroyed Jacksonville. Yeah, let's look at the stats. This Arizona-Tennessee game. I want to see because you have two guys. I mean, I guess Jake Locker already has the as a starting QB, but they're still gonna looks like the top QB for Cardinals is Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, so.
Apparently, 17 for 22, 156 yards, and a touchdown. Trying to see what Skelton's numbers were to see. I know he had.
Oh, he was 4 for 10 for 41 yards.
That's horrible.
And one touchdown. And
interception. One interception. That's all right. Hasselbeck didn't play too much.
He's in right now, as a matter of fact. Last I looked, he was in.
Okay.
It's in the fourth quarter. He may put up some stats in the last 4 minutes here. You never know. But yeah, Hasselbeck, I'd like to see him do well there. I mean, Locker's probably going to start, but it'd be good to see him, in that backup role, put up some, numbers. I like Hasselbeck.
I was surprised. I thought maybe Hasselbeck would have started because he's the veteran. He has a good year left in him. I don't know why they wouldn't go with him. What are you really losing with Locker? I mean, he's going to learn a little bit more. He's going to have a lot more years ahead of him. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more issues with a team like Chris Johnson and everything else. But I think, I haven't watched any games, so maybe he's doing a much better job, and that's why he's got the role. But it seems like Hasselbeck probably would be better fit. But obviously, they know a lot more than I do about the Titans, so that's just my thought. The other games today, Baltimore destroying Jacksonville, 48-17. And Maurice Jones-Drew, he's probably not going to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars this year. Not getting along well with his contract and the owners. So I see him playing for another team, but I have no idea who. So keep an eye out for that. I mean, Jacksonville could give him a good deal. It's happened before. I mean, Chris Johnson 2 years back, they gave him the money. So we'll see. Yes, obviously, they're going to have a horrible season with him or without him. But believe me, if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, you want MJD on your team to do something, to watch. But we'll see what happens with that. Green Bay beating Cincinnati 27-13. So coming up. Tomorrow we have Philadelphia at Cleveland. I don't know why I'm saying like that's how they have it. The Eagles at the Browns.
Have
the Falcons. They're testing me right now. They're testing me. The Falcons at the Dolphins. Patriots at Buccaneers. The Seahawks at the Chiefs. The Chargers at the Vikings. Bears at Giants and the Colts. That's all the Friday games. Saturday you have Colts and Redskins, Steelers at Bills, the Lions at the Raiders, the Rams at the Cowboys, the Texans at the Saints, and I guess you have two Sunday games, the 49ers at the Broncos, and the Panthers at the Jets. I just said all of those with just looking at the first three letters of the city that they're in. I don't want to mess up. I've just been talking about baseball the whole last 3 months of my life. Worked out all right. But, yeah, the one game going on right now, 32-27 Titans with 3:19 left. So we'll see what happens with that. Who has the ball? Titans have the ball. I think they just punted it. So Titans have it. So it looks like the Titans are going to win that one probably. But it's just preseason, so. Not a big deal. It's for you guys now. Remember that the kickoff for week one will be September 5th with the Giants and the Cowboys, so it should be a good game. And we should have a set of the week. I'm still missing a lot of my sound clips. But do you have any stats of the week for me?
Well, I was looking at this something about this Kelvin Herrera, who pitcher, who's throwing a 102-mile-an-hour fastball. His stats this year are 61 strikeouts, a 1.08 ERA in 64 innings and 57 appearances, and only one other pitcher has thrown over 102 miles an hour, who is Cincinnati's Rolas Chapman, who's done it five times. So, you know, this is pretty impressive. It's 102-mile-an-hour relief pitcher that they have. I believe he plays for Pittsburgh. It's one of their middle relief pitchers. But 102-mile-an-hour fastball is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. My stat of the week is, as of 2011, Rob Verona's had 198 successful point afters. And I'm sure the streak got a little bit bigger. I'm sure by now he's got around, I'm sure he's got close to, he's got about probably 215, 220. But he missed a point after today for the Tigers in preseason. Now it's a regular season stat, so I'm guessing the streak doesn't end. But it's just kind of interesting. That's my awesome stat of the week. But with that, just to say, like I said, next week we will definitely have our my three polls that I mentioned. So be sure to get some good stats if you want to check it out. Just log on to Facebook. I'll post it on my – I'll see if I can post it on my fan page. So the most points for with the Zoom in and Hootie. Check us out on Facebook. And with that, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the U.S. Open begins on Monday. So we'll have some tennis news next week also.
Good to know. And obviously some golf tournaments going on too as well. I'll get you guys updated with that as well next week. Hopefully next week we'll have an hour. But right now I'm limited to a half an hour, so it's no big deal. We'll just do what we got to do. And like I said, Sunday morning, September 9th, I will have the new edition of the Southern Most NFL pregame show with you guys. Half an hour to talk about football, projections, scores, schedules, injury reports, all that good stuff, fantasy predictions. And fantasy football is coming up soon. So, hopefully you guys can turn into that and I can help you out. And with that, I'm just going to say thank you guys for listening in. It's been another edition of the Southern Most Sports Prep with the Zen Man and Hootie. Make sure to join me next week, Thursday night at 11. Whether we have in a half an hour will be determined, but we will be live at 11 either way. So good luck to all your teams. Good luck to all your baseball teams. You have a month left. And good luck to all your fantasy drafts. It's coming up this week. I'm sure people have already drafted. So I guess that's it. Thanks for listening in. I'll see you guys next week, guys.
Thanks for listening. Take care.
Later.
You're listening to Ship the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Wayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from the eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life. Hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
Hanley drives it to center field. That ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer. At the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness. An absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurdling at a fender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.